Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at the distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. This must be one of the Hebrews' children, she said. Then his sister said to the Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you? Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Yes. So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to the Pharaoh's daughter. She took him as her son. She named him Moses because, she said, I drew him out of the water.
Okay, when Pastor Courtney asked me to talk about a mother from the Bible, I decided that I wanted to choose one who wasn't very well known. Many of you may not have recognized the name Jochebed and realized that she was the mother of Moses. I chose Jochebed because I admired her faithful attempt at saving her son from the Pharaoh. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had a feeling her son was a part of God's plan. In the same way, Jochebed saw potential in her child. The second verse of the scripture reading said that Jochebed saw that Moses was a fine child. All mothers think their newborns are special, but Jochebed believed that he was no ordinary baby, and she was right. Time magazine from May 2008 published a list of the 10 best moms ever, and Jochebed made the list. The article said, when the Pharaoh demanded that all newborn Jewish males be killed, Jochebed put her newborn in the Nile as the Pharaoh demanded, but shrewdly hid him in a little basket that floated downstream where the boy was safely discovered and adopted by the Pharaoh's childless daughter. Then Jochebed insinuated herself into the Pharaoh's family as a nurse so she could raise her son, who just so happened to grow up and liberate the Jewish people from slavery, and get paid for it. Jochebed's story is told, but the Bible doesn't elaborate on the details. We may assume that Jochebed felt scared and upset to give up her son, which she probably did, but the Bible didn't include her actual feelings. Could you imagine how fearful she must have been when she had to force her child to be quiet just to keep him and herself alive? Jochebed went through the events of parting from her baby, and later in life she faced that challenge yet again when she was done serving as his nurse. She promised the Pharaoh's daughter that she would raise Moses, but she eventually had to hand him over when he was probably only 1, 2, or 3 years old. A few short years isn't nearly enough for any mother, but she surely made the best of those years by being a role model and sharing her faith with Moses. She must have been devastated to give her child to another woman who would then be his mother, but her baby not only survived, he was raised in the luxury of a palace instead of living as a slave. Jochebed sacrificed and made good decisions that were in her child's best interest, which is something that all mothers should do. So how was Jochebed strong enough to do what she needed to do to save her son? First, she loved her baby with all her heart, as all mothers should. Second, she had tremendous faith in God, and she trusted him enough to keep her baby safe. God granted her the wisdom to construct a basket safe enough for her child to successfully sail down the Nile. He also gave her the courage to defy the law of the Pharaoh in the first place. Jochebed lived her life as a slave, yet turned out raising one of the greatest prophets ever known. Today is the day to take some time to honor the wonderful women who devote themselves to their families under all circumstances, time and time again. Today is the day we say thank you to our mothers for helping us guide us through life successfully. Mothers must create an image for their children to follow proudly behind, all the while expecting nearly nothing in return. Jochebed did just that, which is why she is admired today. The name Jochebed means glory of God. She lived up to her name by praising God and trusting him greatly. And in doing so, she raised her son to be a great man, the man we know today as Moses. The great leader and prophet who led the Jewish slaves out of Egypt, Jochebed's life is a wonderful example to all mothers of the world.
The Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God spoke to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age.
Now, I wasn't really sure what I was supposed to say when Courtney asked me to come talk about a mother, and I was really not sure what mother I could possibly choose from the Bible, so I just asked Courtney to tell me a mother to do. So I'm doing Sarah, and Sarah was wife to Abraham, Sarah didn't think she could have children, and God told Abraham and Sarah that he would give him a son, and Sarah wasn't so faithful in God at this point. She wasn't sure if this could happen. She was pretty sure she was never going to have a son. So she had Abraham go sleep with her maid-ish slave and so she could take care of a child. But as Sarah got older, she did bear a son, and she had a son and became she became a mother, and her faith grew stronger in God as she got pregnant, but it was unsure. She didn't know if she was going to be able to bear the child, but she did, and she had a strong son. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to talk about Sarah, and I wasn't sure how I was going to bring it into my own life because I'm only 16, and I don't know what it would be like to not be able to have a son because I'm not there yet. So I talked to my mom, who has my sister, and she wanted to have more kids. She knew she wanted to have more kids, and she had two miscarriages before she had my brother, and her mom couldn't have any kids, so it brought my grandma, her faith was broken when my mom had a miscarriage, because she hadn't had a son, and she didn't, or a daughter, but she had to adopt them. So she didn't know what she did wrong. She thought it was her fault, and she was like, why can't my daughter have any more children? Like, what did I do? Why couldn't I have it? But my mom, it actually brought my mom's faith stronger. She knew that she wanted more kids, and she knew that if God wanted to have more kids, he would allow that to happen. So my mom was talking to my grandma, and she was like, it's not your fault. It's God's plan. So my mom's faith grew so strong, but she felt like she was going to have a son. And she did. She had my brother, who's over there. And the fact that she did end up having a healthy son, who is a blessing, even though sometimes it's not so sure. And then it was always my grandma's child. She was convinced She was Ben was her little boy. No matter what my mom said, she was his. So my mom was always talking to my grandma. She was like, I told you, you just had to have faith. And my grandma realized that that God did have a plan and that she couldn't have a kid, so she had to adopt my mom and my uncle. And if it wasn't for the fact that she couldn't have a kid and that she wouldn't have adopted my mom, and she realized how it took a little while, but she realized how blessed she was that she could adopt my mom and my uncle, and that she could have three, well, she didn't know it was going to be three, but it was three grandchildren that she loves very much. And my mom's faith never broke. She knew. She always believes that God has a plan for everyone, and she always knew that she wanted to have more than one child, but she didn't know that was God's plan for her, and it was. She had three children, and so I was talking to her because I had no idea what to do up here, and it actually brought me closer. This assignment, well, not an assignment, but teaching here, I didn't know that my mom had miscarriages. She had two, and it devastated her, but ultimately it brought her closer to God. So Courtney was like, just talk about how an experience brought you closer to God, and how if you have faith, and if you keep believing that eventually God will grant you whatever it is you want, and he stays true to his word, you just have to have faith. And so that was what I was supposed to talk about, but I wasn't sure. I didn't really know if I would be able to relate to Sarah in any way because I'm not ready to have kids, but it did make me learn more about my family and my mom's faith, which I really liked. And I came across this passage when I was Googling Sarah because I didn't really know much about her. And I thought I would leave you with it. Despite all things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loves us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky, above or below the earth, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord.
And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever.
The mother I chose was Mary. Mary was the most honored mother in the Bible, the human mother of Jesus who saved the world from its sins. Although she was only a young, humble peasant, Mary accepted God's will for her life. She suffered enormous shame and pain, yet never doubted her son for a moment. Mary stands highly favored by God, a shining example of obedience and submission to the Father's will. Mary never gave up on Jesus. Even when he passed, she endured the agony and sorrowful loss for a son, a man, and a savior. She dreamed what all good mothers dream for. She dreamed for a better dream. I think what makes a mother so special is her devotion to her children. She puts her children at the front of her whole world, making sure they are fed, bathed, clothed, sheltered, and should work, and she would risk her life for them if needed. These characteristics all apply to Mary. Although the role of Mary was a difficult one, it was an extremely joyous one too. In my short 13 years of being my mother's daughter, I have found her to be all these things. Through joy and loss, my mother's love has helped me mold myself into who I want to be. As Mary cared for Jesus, so do our mothers care for us. Kind, loving, caring, and nurturing in every way. May God bless the children, for they have been blessed with a mother's love. Happy Mother's Day.